right back here. I'm over here in my nice cozy studio with Sharp Facets Gallery, doing a lot of getting ready everybody for Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. And when you tell me she's not my mother, I'm going to say, hey, but she's the mother of your kids now. Come on and see us here at Sharp Facets Gallery. And right now on the line with me, I do have Brett Latsky. And he works out there with the Symetra Tour. He sends out all kinds of updates. He does all the Twitter and all this good stuff. We got to see him yesterday. We've seen him out there for 3 years. And now I have him on the phone. How you doing today, Brett?
Hey, Ann. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So has it been as windy out there on the golf course as it's been here in town?
Yes. Absolutely, it has been windy. We actually had maybe about an hour ago, we had a little storm. We had some sideways rain and really some ferocious winds. But it's kind of odd right now. The sun is out and crystal clear blue, beautiful sky overhead. So it's kind of been an odd weather day. But you know, right now it's sunny, so the players are moving around the course and been some good action today.
Well, That's great. How are the so did you have to stop the tournament while the rain was going on?
No, they didn't stop. So basically they generally only stop play if lightning is within a certain amount of miles, and there was no lightning with the storm. So players were moving around in the rain, and you know, the umbrellas were out and all that, but they're used to it. It's an outdoor sport, so they're used to it.
Yeah, you know, last year I was thinking about this. Last year when we were there, we were sweating out there. It was hot last year.
Yeah, that's true. It was. So actually this morning when we all got up, like I went out of my hotel and I just had a Symetra Tour polo on. So I had to go back in my hotel room and get a long sleeve sweatshirt. So, you know, it's a little bit chilly for us, but it's actually welcome, like you said, because, you know, we just played 2 weeks ago in Florida where it was, you know, probably 97 degrees all 3 days of the tournament. So, you know, I think 60s, you know, upper 60s, lower 70s, we'll take that any day of the week.
Sure. So I'm sure some of them have made it in off the course here today.
Yeah, so the top score right now is 6 under. Madeline Sagstrom, who's actually the number one player on tour right now and has already won this year, set the new tournament record with a 6-under 66 earlier today. She's an incredible player, and she actually eagled her first hole of this tournament, which was the 10th hole, and from there just kept on going. So she's the leader in the clubhouse by 3 shots, actually, with her 6-under 66, and she's a really incredible player that will, you know, no doubt be playing on the LPGA Tour next year.
Wow. You know, 66 shots, that's not too tiring, is it, when you just hit the ball 66 times?
Yeah, I know. I joked with her when she came off the course. She looked pretty fresh. And, you know, she had been on the course for 5 hours. I said, you want to play another 18 holes or what? So, no, but she's really incredible. She played college golf at LSU and was the SEC Player of the Year last year. And she's just a rookie on this tour. And in 4 events before this one, she's really become the premier player on this tour. And, you know, nothing has changed. The first round of this tournament in Greenwood, and she posts a tournament record 66. So, you know, she's an incredible player, and I think she's worth the price of admission for sure over the next 3 days.
Yeah, she can make us all feel bad about the way we play, right?
That is absolutely for sure, and I'm part of that group because I'm not a very good golfer, believe it or not, and she makes me look really, really, really bad. And actually, if I played around with her, it would be pretty embarrassing for myself. But she's an incredible golfer, and as you know, they're all really, really good. We've got a couple players at 3 under. It looks like we've got 3 players at 2 under. And a couple players at 2 under that are still on the course. So there's some other really good scores on the board, but she's definitely the story of day one.
You know, Brett, I would think that you could score some lessons with traveling with 144 gals. I mean, you know.
Yeah, you would think, but I think they think that I'm so bad that there's no fix at all. So I think they've already, you know, after 3 years, they've seen me hit a few shots, and, you know, a few of them have tried to tweak my swing, but to no avail. So I think at this point, there's no dollar amount that I can offer that they'll help me out, because I think it's just a lost cause at this point.
That's pretty bad, Brett. Here you could be playing all these wonderful courses, traveling with all these gals. You have to go up the road to a course where nobody knows you.
I know, exactly. It's, I just want them to have all the limelight. Me just sit back here in this nice little media cottage and write stories about them and, you know, talk about them. It's better than watching me swing a golf club. That's not pretty.
That's not pretty. Wow. Well, how did you end up with a job like this then, Brett? If you're not that great a golfer, how'd you end up in this job?
Well, it's I guess it's a little bit of a long story, but the Cliff Notes version is that I was working in minor league baseball, actually, in Salisbury, Maryland, which is on the eastern shore of Maryland, and I had sort of gotten a little bit tired of the traveling demands that are required in that job. Little did I know that the traveling demands are double in this job, but that's a story for another radio show. But I really enjoy working with athletes that haven't quite made the big time yet.
Right.
You know, I think it's really cool to see them develop both on the course and also off the course. As you know, there's so much that goes into, you know, beyond the golf course. You have
sure.
to learn how to, you know, budget. You have to learn how to travel. You have to learn how to deal with the media. You have to learn how to grow your brand socially. So there's so much that goes on off the course. And I've always enjoyed working with athletes that haven't quite hit the big time yet and still need some seasoning away from the golf course or away from their sport of expertise. And it's just always neat to see an athlete go from, you know, this level
right.
to, you know, the LPGA, or an athlete to go from minor league baseball to major league baseball and really see him grow both on the course and off the course. So that's sort of the Cliff Notes of how I got here. And I guess I fooled them enough in the interview process that I knew enough about what a birdie and a bogey and a par was that they let me be part of the tour.
You know, that's terrific. Now, how long have you been doing this, Brett?
This is my third year with the Symetra Tour. So the first year in Greenwood was my first year with the tour.
Now, as you look back over some of the golfers that have gone on to the LPGA and have gotten their card, and every year at least, how many people usually get moved up?
10 people get their cards every year.
Yeah. How have, and I'm sure you still follow the gals that were on the Symetra Tour, thinking back over all the gals, which would, I guess, be 20 or so, how many really stand out and are doing outstanding since they've been on the Symetra Tour?
Well, you know, there's definitely quite a few that have gone up to the LPGA and have done some, you know, really good things. I think, you know, some of the names that people may or may not recognize, but, you know, Kim Kaufman is one who played here in Greenwood in 2014 and is doing really, really well on the LPGA and has done really, really well by her own personal brand as well. She has a number of sponsors now and is, you know, doing great things from a social standpoint and all that sort of thing. The player that won this tournament in 2014, Wei-Ling Su, is also really doing well on the LPGA, so I think people in Greenwood can be really proud of that. The player that won this tournament, I guess now 3 years ago, or 2 years ago, is doing very well on the LPGA Tour. So I think there's a lot of examples of players that grind out here on the Symetra Tour, because it truly is a grind, going tournament to tournament and oftentimes not making big dollar amounts. And then they get to the LPGA and hopefully they're able to make some more money, realize a dream, and all that stuff. But I think really it's just cool, Ann, to see somebody that has had a dream since they were, you know, let's say 5 years old, you know, and to go through the amateur golf and the junior golf and go to college and then get to the Symetra Tour and, you know, be so close. But there's a lot of people that get to this tour and never fully realize the dream. So I think it's really cool to see those 10 players that actually realize their lifelong dream. You know, and you see them when they're still in that phase when they're trying to figure things out. And then, you know, the moment that they finish the last tournament and they're in that card ceremony and they get the card, just seeing the smiles and seeing the joy is just really cool, because everybody has a dream, right? I mean, you have a dream, I have a dream, and, you know, only a certain amount of people get to realize those dreams. So it's pretty cool to see these young women realize them.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. And I tell you what, every year we have such a good time out there at the links of at the Stony Point, sitting down and talking with gals that are on the tour. And I'm always so impressed how courteous they are, and how yes, they do have their dreams, but they're all very accomplished people. Before they even if they never made another round of golf in the Symetra or got onto the LPGA, they are so accomplished already. College graduates, good backgrounds to them, and working hard all the time. It does give us a little faith in our young people. It does me, anyways. And I tell
you, for sure.
Yeah, and
for sure. I think they have. You know, they all are. You know, I think that's a great point that you make, because yeah, they want to get to the top level of golf, but, you know, 99% of amateur golfers or junior golfers that start never make it to the Symetra Tour. So just getting this far is absolutely a huge accomplishment, and they're all, like you said, really accomplished golfers, and a lot of them are really accomplished people, too, that have, you know, done some neat things off the course as well that, you know, don't get a whole lot of recognition, but, you know, a lot of them have done some great things in the classroom and, you know, with charity. So I think, you know, there's really some great women out here that absolutely can be role models. And I always encourage, anytime I get an opportunity to speak on a radio show or anything like that, that if you've got kids that are looking for role models, you need to bring them to the links at Stony Point Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, because these girls love to interact with the kids. They love to sign autographs. They love to give a high five, and they love to hopefully make an impact on, you know, a young kid that might be still figuring out what sport do I want to play or what athlete do I want to follow, all that sort of thing. You know, this is a great way to introduce a young kid to both boy or girl. It doesn't have to be a girl, to a really fantastic athlete that they can follow, hopefully for the next 10 to 15 years.
Right, and all of them have Facebook pages and ways to keep up with them once you meet them. So I think that's another neat part of it, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, especially in this day and age where they're all, you know, on their iPhones and on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. You know, I'm sitting here sounding like an old fart at 29 years old, but, you know, I think... you know, they're all over the place. That's the cool thing, too, is that, like, if you want to follow Madeline Sagstrom, you don't, and she's not playing on TV, that's okay, because she's got the Instagram, she's got the Facebook, she's got the Twitter. They all take pictures of themselves and their friends and their travels and all that stuff. So once they leave Greenwood, you could sort of be a part of their journey on the iPhone. So I think that's a really cool thing, and I think that a lot of Symetra Tour players and LPGA Tour players embrace that.
Yeah, that's true. I tell you another thing that I think is real impressive, the number, we actually, yesterday afternoon, we talked to one gal, I can't remember her name right at this moment, from England, went to school in Charleston, and she came here because she said she wanted to play golf. And back there in England, the European Tour just wasn't the same as what we have to offer here. And then Alejandra from Chile, is that right? Venezuela? Where is she from? She's from South America.
Who's this?
Alejandra.
Alejandra, one who won last year?
No, she did not win. She's a a rookie, I think, this year. We talked to her yesterday out there, and, of course, she went to Duke.
Alejandra.
Yes.
Yeah, Alejandra Tigrejo.
Right. And we had an excellent time, and she said she came from, is it Chile or Venezuela?
No, I think Colombia.
Colombia, okay. Well, she came here to the States, went to Duke, majored in two majors, sociology and psychology, and had a minor in business. And she came here because she said down there in South America there weren't any good opportunities for women. So from an international aspect, what a great thing to be able to have cultures from different parts of the world coming here to play. I know we have a lot from China and Taiwan and over there in Southeast Asia, but it's really a treat to be able to meet people that come here because the Symetra Tour offers them that opportunity, and in their own countries, they don't have that opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the coffin there. I mean, this is truly a global tour. I think that if you're listening in Greenwood today, you can be really proud that, you know, people from 25 different countries have their eyes on Greenwood, South Carolina, and Millings at Stony Point in some way, shape, or form. You know, obviously it's not televised, but, people are logging on to the internet and going to our leaderboard or logging on to your radio station, Ann, and listening into your coverage all over the world. I mean, you know, Alejandra's grandparents potentially in, you know, Colombia are, you know, logging on to the internet and trying to figure out what she's doing here in Greenwood, South Carolina. So I think every place we go, I think, from a global standpoint, it really helps put places on the map because, you know, I'm not sure that, you know, people in Colombia or Asia or Europe or Canada had their eyes on Greenwood, South Carolina. But, you know, I can tell you with 100% certainty that this week, you know, there are people in Canada, in Colombia, in Asia, all over the world that want to know what's going on in Greenwood, South Carolina at the links at Stony Point. So I think that's a really cool thing for the area.
Absolutely. I tell you another thing, Brett, I know you do a lot of traveling on the tour here and everything. I guess we could say something about the purse here in Greenwood, and also what about the condition of the course and everything? Isn't it really fabulous for the gals?
Yeah, you know, Greenwood, they deserve all the credit. This community is fantastic. I mean, I'm not just saying that because I'm on with you. Talk to any player. And this is, if not the premier event on tour, you know, a top 1, 2, 3. The community just does a fantastic job. I mean, take a drive around this area. You know, the houses that host these players, they all have signs on the outside saying, welcome, you know, welcome Casey Kennedy or welcome Gene Chua or welcome Madison Pressel. I think people, not only are they hosting these players, but they want them to feel like this is a home. You know, I think a lot of these players stay in host families all over the country, but a lot of host families don't put signs out front welcoming their player to the home. So that's just one really small example of what the community means to these players. But, you know, I think if you talk to any player, go up to them and ask them about this area, they'll tell you that there's not many tournaments on our schedule that support the tournament as well as this community does. And this community should be proud of that because, you know, like we talked about before, these are women that are grinding to realize a dream. And what they love is to play golf, and they want people to love watching them play golf. And sometimes when we go to tournaments around the tour and around the country, you know, sometimes the support is not as high as it is here. So, you know, they love when they hit a great shot, you know, on a par three, and you could hear a nice roar from the crowd. And they love that stuff. They live for that stuff. So, you know, I think, Greenwood does a fantastic job of getting people to come to this tournament. The Medfords do a wonderful job of promoting the tournament. And, you know, you guys and the Index Journal and all the other, you know, local media outlets and regional media outlets do a great job of, you know, explaining that this is a really important event for this community, and people need to come and watch, and they'll be hooked. You know, I had a player tell me a couple days ago, Ann, that she is staying at a host family this year that just came to the event as spectators last year, and they were so impressed and fell in love with the event that this year they're volunteering and they're hosting a player. So I guess my point is, if you've never been to this event, come witness it firsthand, because I think that's the only way in which you can really understand it fully, and hopefully you'll fall in love with it like this family did, and you truly become a part of it. And I think the players, you know, love having the fantastic support that they get in Greenwood.
Well, I think you're right. And I tell you what, the other thing that I have never heard of is $5 to go to a class tournament like this. Brett, $5, that's all the cost. Or if you want to get a 4-day pass, it's $15 for all 4 days. That is unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, talk about affordable. you know, I mean, it doesn't get much better than that, like you said, for a professional tournament. And if you've never been to a Symetra Tour tournament, I think you'll be really impressed with the infrastructure that's out here. I mean, this is not just your run-of-the-mill pro-am or run-of-the-mill, you know, amateur high school tournament. I mean, when you come here, you'll see two tents on the 18th green. You'll see, you know, huge tents right at the area in which the spectators walk in. You'll see two tents at the 13th hole. You'll see four different big scoreboards throughout the golf course. So I think, you know, when you drive in and you see the country flags and you see the infrastructure that goes into this tournament, you'll really understand that this is a pretty nice deal. Yes, it's not the LPGA Tour, it's not the PGA Tour, but they do a wonderful job here of really making this event feel like a major championship for these players. And, you know, I think for the spectators, there's some really awesome holes to watch and to follow the players.
That's right. And then, of course, you know, Jim Medford doesn't do anything small. The purse is awesome, $250,000 purse. Plus, hole 13 is a wow, wow place. Everybody seems to enjoy that. And now to add the Legends Tour in there with it. So on Sunday, you're going to have the Symetra Tour gals teeing off for their final round, and the Legends Tour will go one set of Symetra, one group of Legends. So you're going to be able to get two tournaments in one.
Yeah, that's a really cool thing, Ann. You know, this year we've got the Legends Tour here, and, you know, I know people know the names like, you know, Nancy Lopez and Jan Stevenson, Sherry Turner, Chris Cheddar, Cindy Miller, Barb Mucha, Cindy Rarick, Lori Rinker, you know, Rosie Jones, who's won quite a few times on the Legends Tour, Amy Alcott, James Laylock. You know, there's some Hall of Famers. Let's see, there's 5 Hall of Famers that'll be playing as part of the Legends Tour event on Sunday. So if the Symetra Tour is not enough, you know, Nancy Lopez has to get people to come out and watch, because she's awesome. She plays in our event in Fort Myers, and she'll sign autographs for fans. She'll take pictures. She'll really do whatever you want within the boundaries. She's great. And, you know, I encourage people to come out Sunday and really watch some of the women that sort of paved the way for the Symetra Tour players. It's cool to sort of see the past greats meet the future greats, and it's a great opportunity for some mentoring between the young players and those that played the game for a long time.
Well, that's true, and I think the other thing is the Legends have been instrumental in helping Symetra Tour gals get to the next level, and you're right, the mentoring aspect of it is huge. So this is it's here, it's happening. The scores are coming in for today. Now tomorrow they play again, and then at the end of Friday, what happens then?
There'll be a cut to the top 60 Symetra Tour players and ties. So about the top 60 to 65 players will tee it up on Saturday, and then, like you said, on Sunday, those same 60 to 65 will tee it up, and 24 players from the Legends Tour will also be a part of it.
So it's a wonderful weekend. Looks like the weather is going to cooperate, and I don't know how Jim Medford does it, but this will be a third year in a row where everything is just fantastic out there at the links of Stony Point.
Yep, he's a magician. He's as you know, he is a one-of-a-kind type of guy. So we definitely salute him, because obviously without Jim and Denise, the Medfords, this event definitely would not probably happen. This event would not be as big as it is. So I think they deserve, you know, a lot of the credit. You know, I don't know if they want to take it or not, or they want me saying that, but I don't care. They deserve a lot of the credit.
Well, gee, Brett, I sure am glad you called in to let us know what's happening, and I know that you'll be getting all the figures together and sending them to us, and I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us about the Symetra Tour.
Oh, Ann, thank you so much, and, you know, I'll do it whenever you want, and we hope to see you out here at some point the rest of the weekend.
We'll be out there, and Saturday morning, Brett, I don't know if you know this, but we're going to be doing a breakfast club, an old-time breakfast club, down there at the Inn on the Square, talking to the legends right there early Saturday morning.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. I'll have to try to listen in.
Yeah, please do. You can do it. So have a good one. Thanks so much, Brett.
All right. See you later, Ann.
All righty. Bye-bye.